outside. Okay.
Thank you. If you could leave quietly for us so we can proceed. Okay, the next item on our agenda today is conditional use number 2483, Andrew Lewandowski.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a roofing and siding contractor business.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
For a roofing and siding contractor business with indoor and outdoor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 6.92 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9, approximately 0.32 miles southwest of Park Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 318. The 911 address is 22610 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 79.02. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Mr. Hutt, you're up for a doubleheader. Really means.
This application seems to be less popular. For the record, David Hutt with Morris James, local firm here in Georgetown. For this application, I'm representing Andrew Lewandowski, the gentleman who was sitting to my left, your right, as you look at me, and he is the applicant. And until recently changed the name on the property, so now it's Bayside Route 9 LLC, and he is a member of that LLC, and I think the other member is sitting in the back, which is his wife, Sylvia. As was just indicated when Mr. Whitehouse introduced this application seeks to allow the operation of a roofing and siding contractor construction business with indoor and outdoor storage, and if you looked at the project book materials, the name of that company is no secret because it is Bayside Exteriors. So that would be the company that would be using this property. The property is located at 22610 Lewis Georgetown Highway or Route 9. If you were driving there from here in Georgetown right now, it will be located just a little bit past, a little east of Sports at the Beach, about two or three driveways down from Sports at the Beach. If you were traveling from the Harbison area, headed in a westerly direction on Route 9, if you got to the light where the Sussex County Association of Realtors is at Park Avenue, after that, you would go past the antique store, which I mentioned because it has the best name in the world, because the name of the store matches the building, which is the Tin Roof Trading Post. And just past that on the left would be the property that you see on the screen, which is outlined, and you can see the site plan for that. My clients purchased the property in 2018, and their family used the manufactured home. Parents used the manufactured home, which is where the cursor is located. At the front of the property. As you will see when you look at the site plan, if you looked at it closely, you would see that this is a larger parcel. It's almost 7 acres, 6.9 acres, and the family does use it as a what I would call a country lot. There are gardens on it. There's an area for goats. There's a fire pit, and then several outbuildings for storage. The property is highlighted here on the tax parcel map. As I referenced, probably the nearest intersection to it is Park Avenue with the Sussex County Association of Realtors there. It's not visible on this, but this large parcel here is, of course, the Sports at the Beach complex. Looking at the sort of live version of this from the Eagle View off the Sussex County, the property that we're talking about is the property where the cursor is located. And you can see again the manufactured home at the front of the property and then the various outbuildings that exist along the property. On the state strategies map from 2020 that the Office of State Planning promulgated, you can see that this property is where the green circle or oval is and is shown as a level two area where the state investments and policy should support and encourage a wide range of uses. Looking at that with an aerial overlay, you can now see the softball fields from Sports at the Beach. On the future land use map for Sussex County, which is on the screen, it's hard to see the property because the outline blends in, but the property is where the cursor is located. And that tannish color is the county's developing area, one of the seven growth areas in the county. And you can see that all along Route 9 are growth areas, the red being commercial, and then the purple or bluish color being industrial. Similarly, on the county zoning map, There are this property, as well as the ones that are immediately adjacent to it, are zoned AR1 agricultural residential district, which is why we are here for a conditional use. But as you can see along Route 9, there are a number of properties. The dark red is the county's commercial residential CR1 district, the brighter red being the county's C1 district, and the dark gray being HI1 heavy industrial, and then the lighter gray across the street on Route 9, and then of course where the county airport is, being LI2, which is light industrial. As set forth in the staff memo to the Planning Commission regarding this application, this property, within a 1 mile radius of this property, there are 7 conditional uses that have been approved for a variety of office, business, and residential uses, and a map that shows where those are. Those conditional uses are highlighted in a yellow or tannish color on that map. There are no wetlands located on the property. The property is not within a source water protection area, meaning no wellhead protections or excellent groundwater recharge areas. There are no resources, as that term is defined in the county code, so there are no resource buffer protection areas. It is outside of the floodplain as it is in Zone X on the FEMA flood maps. Water is provided through an on-site well. Sewer is provided through an on-site wastewater and disposal system, and I did not bring an expert because the system is functioning properly at this time. As is required for these applications, a service level evaluation request was sent to DLDOT. DLDOT's response indicated that the traffic impact based on its memorandum of understanding with Sussex County would be diminutive. And as council's familiar, that means less than 50 vehicle trips per day. Presently, Bayside Exteriors employs approximately 16 people. 16 people wouldn't be at this site, as this site is intended to be used for storage of materials and then transportation to the various job sites. It's anticipated that there would primarily be one person whose job it was to receive things and then distribute them throughout the county as they are needed, but there could be up to 4 people probably working at the site at any one time to work through that storage of materials and then again redistributing it to the various job sites that Bayside Exterior is working on. There's not a showroom area on the property, and it's not a place to meet with clients. Of course, they do their work at various job sites, construction job sites, and as their name would imply, it's roofing and siding. Turning to the site plan itself, within the site plan, the entrance is off of Route 9, which is the diagonal in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. I've mentioned it, but this is the manufactured home that exists on the site. And then there is a barn that has some storage, another outbuilding with some storage, and then a pole building that also has storage. And then the other features that I mentioned, the goat pen and the fire pit and other things exist as you move back into the site. In addition, it's hard to see at a distance, but this area right here that is shown in this sort of rectangular shape is where there is proposed outside storage. That outside storage would be outside, as the name implies, but much of it, if you visited the site, you saw that there are storage containers that are on the site to keep some of the materials from the elements. One thing that is a little different on this, maybe, and I can't blow that up, but I don't think you need to, Mr. Whitehouse, for me. And where the cursor is located, the gravel area for outside storage has migrated closer to the property line as the stone driveways and storage areas are prone to do. And what is proposed is that there would be a 20-foot setback from the side property line. So there you'll actually see there's a proposed edge of gravel that would be 20 feet back. And again, presently, as you can see, the gravel does extend close to the property line that is there, and again, it's proposed to push that back. For conditional use applications, as the commission is familiar, pursuant to section 115-171, they are uses that are generally of a public or semi-public character and essential desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of their nature and use and the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan, they require the exercise of the Planning Commission and County Council regarding their location, and then ultimately the site plan that you see on the screen. The proposed use is certainly of a public character, similar to the other commercial conditional uses that have already been approved in the area that we saw on that map. Bayside Exteriors is a local small business that provides roofing and siding services to residents throughout Sussex County. With respect to the site plan, to gain maybe a little bit better perspective, this is the site plan with an aerial image of the overlay. Mr. Lewandowski did meet with his neighbor, which is Clean Cut Pavers and Pools, and Mr. Bell, who is the property immediately west of it, looking up on the screen where the cursor is located, and does have a letter of support from that neighbor, which I'll hand to Mr. Whitehouse. And as you may recall, or as you drove past the property on the other side is a wooded property and presently unimproved. And so the neighbor that would be the most impacted by this application is the neighbor that has provided the letter of support for it. In addition to that, I do have a proposed set of findings of fact and conditions of approval that I will also give to Mr. Whitehouse. Yeah, there were not multiple copies of the letter of support. As those are handed out, the final on page two of what was just handed down to the Planning Commission members are the proposed conditions for this conditional use. And the ones that I wanted to highlight is one is condition B, and that is talks about outside storage. And basically what it says is that the outside storage areas will need to be shown on a site plan. And as the commission knows, that will allow Mr. Whitehouse and his office to be able to enforce that that is where the outside storage is in fact occurring. And if it doesn't, then the county would have to address that through its constable's office. Letter C also indicates where vehicles will be parked and will designate some parking places within the site plan itself and show them on that final site plan that the Planning Commission reviews and approve. Condition D that is proposed is hours of operation, and that is 6 to 6 Monday through Friday and Saturday 7 to 3 with no Sunday hours. With respect to signage for the property, what's proposed is a indirectly illuminated sign of 32 square feet, which is pretty typical for the Planning Commission on roads like this for uses and proposed businesses like this. Mr. Mears isn't here this afternoon or evening, but as I was sitting there and just before the meeting, I asked Mr. Lewandowski this question because it's Mr. Mears' typical question, which is this: do people work on vehicles there? He almost always seems to ask that question, and I neglected to ask that question until just before, and they do work on vehicles there. They service some of the company vehicles there, and then they bring in a company to take the fluids away from that. So that does occur within the site, and so as the conditions are being prepared, there is not a condition that addresses that, but certainly a condition about the appropriate disposal of any fluids for that work.
Would that happen on the inside of one of the buildings? Thank you.
Mr. Lewandowski has confirmed that it does, yes. And so that would be an addition. That is not shown on what I just handed out. That's the Mr. Mears addition in his absence. But based upon the what's in the surrounding area, the state strategies map, comprehensive plan designation, and the zoning code, my client would request the Planning Commission recommend to County Council that this conditional use application be approved with the proffered conditions as well as the one that we just talked about to add. This is a very good central location to store materials for Bayside Exteriors, as certainly Route 9 is convenient for them to access many areas, both east and west, as they perform work for residents of Sussex County throughout all of the county. That concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions that members of the commission or staff may have.
Okay, sir, we thank you, and we will start with, who are we starting with here? Mr. Passwaters, please.
I just have one. You talked about the outdoor gravel storage area, and then I see underneath of number F, underneath 17, any dumpsters on property are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. Is that included into the storage area?
Right now,
material will be stored?
I'm going to ask Mr. Whitehouse if you can enlarge that again. There is a dumpster that's shown there, and because of the other storage items that are there, it's actually fairly hidden from view. Like, you'd have to drive into the site to see it. That's what was intended with that condition. It's just that they not be something that's basically visible from Route 9.
Okay, thank you for that.
Anything else?
No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
No questions for me. Thank you.
Questions.
No? Okay. Did you give us the number of employees? Did I miss that? I'm sorry.
On this site, there basically would probably be one person who's full-time, but could be up to four, depending on if a delivery truck came in or whatnot. So I would say four employees on the site. And again, total Bayside Exteriors employs around 16 employees, but they're not here because this is a
store. They don't come in and out of here to get materials?
They would at various times. They might. But they're not. This is not where they're stationed or where they begin or end their day, except for probably one employee.
Okay. Okay. That's all I had.
Just one question. It was, or I guess is, a there's still somebody living there. Is that going to continue as well?
Yes.
Okay. And it sounds like the use itself is somewhat existing there. I mean, this is almost looking to bless what's there now in terms of the buildings and the use and things like that.
So. The storage containers are, I mean, you can
yeah.
see.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Thanks. I just want to make sure about the residents.
Just need to get that cleaned up on the side where they're encroaching. Yeah. Okay. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2483, Andrew Lewandowski? In favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition? Okay. Anybody else have any other questions? There being none, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2483, Andrew Lewandowski.